It was a different day today as tensions seemed to, well, ease. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 15th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, no, your restaurant cannot take away tips. Yet another story about that. Speaking of restaurants, one seems to be losing the chicken sandwich war. Meanwhile, a popular fast casual restaurant opens its 3,000th location. Sam's Club versus Costco? What is the mojo behind Costco anyway? Marriott continues to lose workers. We've got the Wall Street Report. And going out to eat returns, but not returning to the office. For the interview, Liz Cooney from Taro International is talking about creating a unified team, even remotely. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease. And yes, this is the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. And yeah, reach out to us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the new news out of Ukraine is that Russia announced some of its troops would return to base after completing recent drills, but stressed that major military exercises would continue. CNN is reporting that Ukraine has responded, essentially saying, "We'll believe it when we see it." Following the announcement, the U.S. ambassador to NATO said the U.S. will have to verify claims of a potential move toward de-escalation by Russia. Meanwhile, last-ditch Western diplomatic efforts continue as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. As news hit Wall Street, the major indexes rose sharply. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, we've shared several of these stories over the past couple of months, you know, where the restaurant owner fails to pay tips or even keeps them. You can't do that. Business Insider is reporting that a federal court has ordered a Massachusetts restaurant to pay more than $340,000 in back wages and damages to 13 servers who were found to have been denied tips and overtime between 2016 and 2019. The court found that Sweet Lemon's Thai restaurant in Weymouth also didn't keep accurate records of wages and retaliated against some workers, violating the Federal Labor Standards Act. The Department of Labor, who filed the federal lawsuit in December of 2020, said that the restaurant deprived workers of their hard-earned wages and tips. Now, the ruling comes as the U.S. engages in heated and often politicized debate over fair minimum wage for workers, particularly for tipped staff whose employers can pay them as little as $2.13 an hour. During the pandemic, workers have been leaving the industry over low wages, a lack of benefits, and poor or unsafe working conditions, and that system continues even yet today. Over the past several months, there has been a heated battle among fast food restaurants and what has become the chicken sandwich war. Well, now it looks like one well-known brand is losing the battle. Eat This, Not That is reporting that while sales are booming at Restaurant Brands International, its chicken brand Popeyes has seen sales decline at the end of 2021 as the popularity of its chicken sandwich continues to wane from a peak fame back in 2019 and 2020. The company just released its fourth quarter earnings, which show that same-store sales at the chicken chain were down by 0.4% worldwide, and get this, a whopping 1.8% here in the U.S. Popeyes is still coming down from the major sales bump caused by the release of its chicken sandwich in late 2019. Since then, it's been facing tough comparisons to its own performance. And, yeah, lots of competition. Additionally, Popeyes is still facing staffing shortages felt across the restaurant industry, an issue that shuttered dining rooms at about 40% of the chain's location just last summer. Staying with food and restaurants for a moment, Again, Eat This, Not That is reporting that America's most popular fast casual chain, which recently announced a goal of opening 7,000 locations in North America, has just reached a big incremental milestone on that journey. On Tuesday, Chipotle opened its 3,000th global location. That's a new restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona. The new store comes with a Chipotle lane. That's the chain's signature drive-through lane where customers can pick up their digital orders placed ahead of time. The company plans to add another 225 to 250 new locations this year, and 80% of those will have a Chipotle lane, which is at the core of the chain's expansion strategy. Why? Get this. The digital pickup lanes help streamline the guest experience and have proven to be the most profitable avenue for the brand, thanks to the fact that consumers tend to rack up higher check averages when they use, the Chipotle lane. You know, they both sell memberships to be able to shop in their warehouse locations. They both have few staff wandering the aisles. They both sell stuff in bulk, but one tends to outshine the other. We're talking about the vibe between Costco and Sam's Club. What is it about Costco that has built such a fierce brand loyalty? It's not magic, but Costco remains sort of a cool place to shop. Maybe that's because of its product sampling, or its famous $4.99 rotisserie chicken, or maybe it stems from how Costco has famously been a good employer, retaining the same staff for decades, which may build its customer connection. You know, it's impossible to fully understand why Costco has a deeper connection with its members, but it's been an edge for the company, which hovers around 90% membership renewal rates. Meanwhile, Sam's Club is waging its own battle, with a lower membership rate, a recent Super Bowl ad, but is it all enough? In case you were wondering, Costco operates 828 warehouse locations, including 572 here in the U.S. and 105 in Canada, while Sam's Club has 600 clubs, all based here in the United States. Well, the hospitality industry continues to shrink. In a filing, Marriott reported it has roughly 1,000 fewer employees now than it had at the end of 2020. MarketWatch is reporting that the hotel's workforce has now declined by 31% in 2 years. The company also reported 2021 revenue of $13.86 billion. That's up 31% from 2020, but down 33.9% from 2019. The stock surged 5% in afternoon trading toward a record close. It has run up by 15.6% over the past 3 months, while the S&P 500 has lost 4.7%. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street seemed to put Russia and Ukraine in the rearview mirror, and the major indexes surged. The Dow climbed by 422 points to finish the session at 34,988, while the Nasdaq pumped in 348 points to close at 14,139, and the broad market S&P 500 was up 69 points to finish the day at 44.71. Oil prices, however, did slide. Brent crude, the international benchmark, was off by $3.20 a barrel to settle at $93.28. And finally, there is this. It is a tale of two pandemic recoveries. According to the Wall Street Journal, although most Americans are out and about again for recreation, only 33% of office workers are back at their desks. The reason? That's no mystery. Surveys show that people dislike commuting and appreciate the flexibility of working from home. Companies are reluctant to force the issue due to a labor crunch, but local governments are pleading on behalf of ailing downtowns. Burn the Zoom app is what New York Governor Kathy Hochul implored business leaders this month. Burn the Zoom app, right? So what else are Americans coming out for? Well, movie theaters have regained 58% of their audiences. 3/4 of diners are back at restaurants. Air travel has recovered 80% of its passengers. Attendance at NBA games is 93% of what it was before COVID. But return to the office? Nah. No, thank you very much. Speaking of remote work, what are some of the best ways to build a cohesive team when working remotely? Liz Cooney from Taro International is in to help us understand what can be done. You can click ahead for that story.